Who said that?
Dan
Campbell. Well, that sure doesn't seem to leave a lot for everybody else, John. So that'd be perfectly fine by me.
Every offensive line.
All right. I look forward to the challenge. I'll see if Bill can put that on the scout team cards this week.
You wouldn't talk about this before, not Cloudy.
It's just every week it changes, and every week there's different things that we do, and moving around does give me some, there's different opportunities, different things, so you'll see it again and again. It just depends. Some games I'll move around a whole lot, some games I really won't move around, but you really never know. Moving around, I enjoy it, and I think that it does give our defense a little bit of a different look, and it gives the offense something different to handle, so I think you'll definitely see it moving forward.
Did you not play tight end or move the elements since it got so much attention last year?
What do you mean?
Well, you're not getting catch passes at tight end this year because of the, if you go in, everybody knows you're going to get the ball.
Yeah, sure. Think it like that. But no, I think I don't know. We really offense in the last game. I mean, the offense scored from outside the red zone. So, you know, it's kind of been one of those goal line package type things, and there just hasn't been a lot of opportunities. But if my number's ever called, I'll be prepared.
Tannehill moves around a lot too. Running quarterbacks sometimes give teams problems. What's the key to not letting him hurt your running
quarterback? Maintaining your rush lanes. Making sure everybody knows their job, their assignment, and try and keep them in the pocket. And with a guy like that, you want to keep them in the pocket because they're very comfortable running around and scrambling. So you want to make sure to try and keep them inside the pocket, which can be difficult to do. But you have to do your best to try and do that and keep them contained.
Is he one of the better ones? You played, I guess, a couple of times.
I think there's a lot of guys that do it pretty well. Quarterbacks back there move around, feel comfortable in it. Obviously, Bortles moved around a bit last week. You just have to do a really good job with it. Try and keep him in the pocket and make him beat you from the pocket. But yeah, it's going to be a good opportunity, good challenge.
Is it a sign of the times, or are you amazed that you think guys run so well? Like Newton, him, it just seems like there's some big guy.
I definitely think athletes continue to get better and better as time goes on. I mean, whether it's training techniques, whether it's growing up as kids and being involved in sports from an earlier age or whatever it is, I do think that athletes continue to get more and more advanced. But I don't know. I mean, it's just also a changing game. I mean, 20, 30, 40 years ago, quarterbacks didn't move as much as they do now. And now there's all different schemes and things like that. So it's just a different game.
When you look at what you guys did against Jacksonville and forced those three turnovers, do you feel like that's what happened, that you guys really forced the mistakes that Jacksonville made on offense?
I think we did a good job. Dre's pick down there in the red zone, he did a great job playing his job and kind of jumping the right route. We did a good job of doing our assignments, guys pressuring the quarterback, making the ball come out, and then the DBs making the plays. So, yeah, you just need more of that. And I think that's obviously a massive key to our game, as anybody's game. I mean, in this league, turnovers are such a big thing, turnovers and takeaways. You need to get those, and you need to be on the plus side of that battle every single time. So that's what we're focusing on. That's what we're trying to do.
JJ, were you able to see any of the E60 thing last night?
Yeah, I did. I get to watch it. That was my first time seeing it. So it was really, really well done. And I think it's I texted the producers after and just said thank you, because it's one of those things that I'll be able to hand to my kids someday. And it's just one of those things that you can never, you know, going through such a crazy time in my life and going through everything that I get to go through right now, there's no way for me to document it all. So for them to be able to go through and do it in such a special way, and especially, you know, the thing at the end, being able to honor my grandpa in such a special way, it really meant a whole lot to me. And so it was really neat for me to see my family on there. I lived through everything, and it still brought some tears to my eyes last night. So it was truly incredible, and it's something that I'll definitely cherish for the rest of my life.
What was your reaction when you heard Charles James?
He's a guy who can come in here and obviously hopefully help us on special teams, do some things on the defensive side of the ball. So as long as he can come in here and help us, that's what matters.
Does somebody like you have to remind this team about the magnitude of this game if you win or if you lose?
No, I think we know. I think we're of the mindset that it's every single game is a one-game season, and we know that we need to take that mindset, and we know where we put ourselves with the way we started. But I think that the approach that we've taken last week, this week, I think the mentality that we have, I think the way that we practice, the way that we attack in meetings, the way that we're handling ourselves is the right way to go about things. And I think we've been doing a great job, and I think everybody understands what we need to do. Go on the road against a football team who's playing well right now, and it's going to be a fun game.
It's pretty standard to normally say going into a game, we need to stop the run, need to make them one-dimensional. How do you feel like you did last week and maybe over the course of the season making teams one-dimensional?
I think last week we did a better job than we have been. I think that stopping the run is always the key, and you need to make sure you go out there and do that. Last game, I think we did that for the most part, and we gave a quarterback runs, but for the most part, the running game was stopped, and we need to do that again. Force them into long situations on third down. Don't let them get those three-step passes off so that we get a chance in third and long to get after the passer. Make them try and beat us with their arm. Go out there and do our best to put the quarterback in uncomfortable situations and see if he can throw us a couple.
Did you ever figure out that screen pass?
No. I can throw the deep ball, and that's about it. Andy Bernberger sold the job for me, and It was all. I still can't throw short passes. I can throw a 70-yard ball all day long, but I can't throw a bubble screen to save my life. I was very sad that day. I'm very happy today. It's okay. Thanks, guys.